Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We have to make sure that we do not balance this budget on the backs of the poor and the impoverished. Therefore, we are recommending that we increase the basic welfare grant that has not been increased for the last 18 years.
18 years. Now, what is that basic welfare grant and how much is it going up? Governor Patterson's budget director, Laura Anglin.
This budget does make a handful of targeted investments that we felt were necessary in a time of economic difficulty. The governor touched on the first one, which is an increase in the basic welfare grant. The grant will be increased 10% per year for the next 3 years. The grant level is currently $291 and has not been increased for the last 18 years. I think it's important to note, too, that the majority of people who will benefit from this increase are children.
So, $291 a month. Think you could live on that? That's how much the typical family gets if they qualify for temporary assistance to needy families, TANF, as welfare is called these days. The welfare monthly grant, not increased since 1990, as you heard, but amid all the doom and gloom in Governor Patterson's budget for fiscal 2010 is a proposal to raise that welfare check by 30% to a whopping $387 a month over the next 3 years. We'll talk about the implications of this more generous welfare grant with two people who've been pushing for it for years. So these are both advocates for this. Douglas Lasden, executive director of the Urban Justice Center, and Keith Wright, state assemblyman, Democratic member from Central and West Harlem and chairman of the Assembly Committee on Social Services. So Assemblyman Wright, welcome back to WNYC. Doug Lasden, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Brian.
And as Governor Patterson is sure to remind us in his State of the State address in just a few hours, these are tough times. The state and city have been slashing spending across their budgets to everything, medical care, education. So how can we justify right now, Assemblyman Wright, what will amount to a $109 million spending increase in times like these?
Well, I think it actually it can be justified very easily. First of all, Governor Patterson said it, and he's to be commended, the budget shortfalls should not be balanced on the backs of the poor. You know, when I was doing a tour around the state, I did what we called a poverty tour, and what you know, a quotation struck me right between the eyes when a gentleman told me, "You know what, Keith? You know what, Chairman? It's expensive to be poor. Poor people pay the highest prices for food. Poor people pay the highest prices for deficient services just to make it day to day." And I think this will actually help the economy when you have people of not Bernie Madoff's means able to jumpstart the economy and spend some more money.
I guess you could call it a little bit of a state stimulus package, because you know that when you put a few more dollars into the hands of someone who gets $291 a month, they're going to spend it, Doug Lasden.
Well, they're going to spend it, and they're going to spend it fast. And I think the reason we need it is we have – I don't think the public understands that we have people living in our state who are not eating.
That's right.
We have a lawsuit that we filed about a month ago. And in November, I walked into one of our plaintiff's apartments, and it was, I think, November 17th, and he had run out of money. He had run out of food stamps. He had no money to eat with. He opened his refrigerator, and there was a small packet of chicken parts, and he said, "Doug, this is all I have for the rest of the month." So he's going to nibble away a little bit of that every day, and you know, the money he has is the money he gets from welfare is good enough for about half the month. And you know, I don't know why we the media doesn't cover it. Poor people just have not been enough of an issue, and
That's right.
you know, good for Governor Patterson. But if I can go on for a minute, I think it's really just a start. It's a good start in this time, but the New York City has an institute, the New York City Center for Economic Opportunity, a city agency, and they've estimated that it takes twice the grant to live on. And that's my impression, because when I talk to my clients, you know, after half the month, they have nothing left.
In fact, you've sued the state of New York over this, haven't you?
Yes, the New York State Constitution requires the state to care for the needy. If I can read a sentence or two from the lead case, it says, in New York State, the provision for assistance to the needy is not a matter of legislative grace. Rather, it is specifically mandated by our Constitution. The legislative history of the Constitutional Convention of 1938 is indicative of a clear intent that the state aid to the needy was deemed to be a fundamental part of the social contract. And we're just trying to enforce that.
What's the status of the lawsuit?
Well, we just filed it. I can't speak for the state. We expect the state to file a motion to dismiss. They have till the end of January to do that.
But when, Assemblyman, you add up the various things that people get, even if it's just $291 a month and a basic welfare grant, they're in addition eligible for food stamps. I think there's a $200 shelter allowance on top of that.
There is.
For people in that category. So when you get bit by bit by bit, is it really not just the basic subsistence that people need to live on?
Oh, it is barely enough, as Doug said, that it's not even the tip of the iceberg. You know, when you talk about the shelter allowance may come up to, I don't know, somewhere around $400 or $500. I don't know where in New York City anyone can live on $400 and $500 per month. As Mr. Lasden said, those folks that also get food stamps, they barely have enough to eat.
I did notice,
and I agree with Doug that this is just a start. We have so far to go in order to bring folks on public assistance up to the bare minimum. And it goes to their resiliency. Those poor folks that are resilient and inventive and innovative and just trying to survive. We could all learn a lot of lessons from that.
I did notice that the New York Post has already editorialized against this as the beginning of bringing back welfare dependency if people are too comfortable as a result of what they're getting. But haven't the welfare rolls in New York shed a million people since the 1996 federal welfare reform? Well, and isn't the lifetime limit of 5 years being enforced in New York?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that back in 1996, when President Clinton signed the bill and the Welfare Reform Act and ending welfare as we know it, I think people got caught up into the hype that folks on public assistance were just poor folks staying at home and not doing anything and not trying to find jobs. Nothing could be further from the truth. And especially in this economy, that we're in, where we have Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and other investment houses going down the tubes, I think we should really understand that those folks that may be working in those investment houses may be on public assistance sooner than later.
Stock.
So we shouldn't get caught up in the hype just kicking people off and reducing welfare numbers, people on welfare. We should understand that these folks really don't have too many places to go.
Stockbrokers on welfare. Doug Lasden, do you think that the welfare rolls will greatly expand now in New York State because many more people will qualify? We just have a minute left, but do you anticipate that?
I can't really answer that. I don't know what's going to happen to the economy. I expect it'll go up. But I have to say that Post editorial is irresponsible and cruel. I assure you that they have no idea about reality. So much of the welfare debate happens with myths because nobody really understands it, and the media haven't done a good job of educating. And, to write that when there are people in our state who don't have food to eat is just the height of cruelty.
Assemblyman, 20 seconds. Do you think that in this climate, even though the Democrats control both houses of the legislature now, that this increase in the basic welfare grant will pass easily?
I'm hopeful. I'm certainly more hopeful than I've been the last 18 years. The Republican Senate shot it down year after year, along with then-Governor George Pataki. So I'm hopeful that since it's coming from the governor, I'm hopeful that the New York State Senate will follow suit as well.
Assemblyman Keith Wright of Manhattan, Doug Lasden, Executive Director of the Urban Justice Center, still suing New York State for a higher basic welfare grant. Thank you both very much for coming on.
Thanks for your time.
And we will carry Governor Patterson's State of the State address at 1 o'clock this afternoon on our website, WNYC.org.